Sachas Chulin Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph Elu Treifas BaBehem. The following defects in a behemoth would render it a treifa. As the din is that a behemoth that has a fatal defect that it cannot live for 12 months is considered a treifa and he can't eat the butter even at his age. Nukubat HaBeshet. If there's a hole in the Beshet, the esophagus, if there's a hole all the way through, then it's considered a treifa. Sukas Hagar Ger. If the trachea is cut, if it's cut most of the way through, is considered a treifa. Nikav Krum. If the membrane of the brain has a hole in it, if it has a hole in the inner membrane, it's considered a trepha. Nikav halev, the base halal. If the heart has a hole all the way through to the cavity, in such a case, it's considered a trepha. Nishbra hashedra v'nifsak hachutzula. If the spine was broken and the spinal cord was cut off, that's also a trepha. Nita hakavet. If the liver was removed and there's nothing left of it, if there's not even a kedayis left of the liver, then it's considered a treifer. If the lung was punctured, if both membranes that cover the lung was punctured, or one of the lobes of the lung is missing, it's considered a treifer. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Ashatinakev Lebeis Haksimfona. Rabbi Shimon said, if the lung was punctured, it's not considered a trepha unless it was punctured all the way through the large bronchi pipe. Nikva hakipa, nikva hamara, nikvu hadaki. If the stomach got a hole in it, or if the gallbladder got a hole in it, or if the intestines got a hole in it, it's considered a trepha. Hakaris hapnimis shenikva. If the inner part got a hole in it, o chenikra ro. Or if most of the outer punch got a hole in it, any one of these things would render the animal a treif. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Hagdoyla Tefach V'Haktana Beruba. Rabbi Yehuda said that by a big animal, if a tefach or the handbreadth of the abdominal wall was torn, it would be considered a treifa. And by a small animal, only if most of the abdominal wall is torn, would it be considered a treifa. Hamasa Tubei Fekosov Shenikvu Lachot. If the second and the third stomach, either one of them, had a hole in it to the outside, meaning the hole wasn't where they were attached, instead the hole was to the outside of it, in such a case, it would be considered a trefa. Nafla minagag, if the behemoth fell from a roof, even though we don't see any specific defect, since it fell from a roof, we are concerned that maybe it has some wound. So therefore, if you shucked it right away, it would be considered a trefa. You would have to wait 24 hours before you shucked it. If the behemoth survived 24 hours after the fall, then it's not considered a treifa, and so too, if the behemoth stands up and walks after it falls, it's certainly not a treifa, and you can shuck it right away. Nishtabru rov tzlosel. If most of its ribs were broken, then it's considered a treifa. Udrusas hazdef. Or if the behemoth was clawed by a wolf put its claws on it, and a wolf can inject poison through its claws, so it's considered a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, drusas hazdef bedaka, udrusas ari begasa. Only by a daka, a small animal, would it be a treifa if it was caught by a wolf. But by a gasa, a bigger animal, only if it was caught by a lion, would it be considered a treifa. Drusa taneit ba'op hadak. If a small oak was caught by a gnat, some say a gnat is a vulture, if it was caught by a vulture, it would be a treifa. Udrusa tagas ba'op hagas. A bigger oak, only if it was caught by a gas, would it be a treifa. A gas, some say, is a falcon, some say it's a hawk. This is the general rule. Anytime an animal has a fatal defect that an animal of its size cannot live with this defect, it's considered a treifa. The following defect would not render a behema a treifa, so therefore it would be kosher if it was shechted. If the trachea was punctured, or it was slit, if it was slit the entire length, it is a treifa, but if it was not slit the entire length, it's not a treifa. Arkama tachsa. If the trachea got a hole in it, how much must be missing from it for it to be considered a treifa? Rabban Shimben Gamliel Oimer Arki Isser HaItalki. Rabban Shimben Gamliel says, if it's missing less than an Isser HaItalki, it's an Italian coin, in such a case, it's not a treifa. Nifchasa HaGogolas below Nikav Krum Shomoach. If the skull was cracked, but the membrane around the brain did did not get a hornet, then it's not a trefa. Nikav halev v'lo lebeis chalol. If there was a hole in the heart but didn't go all the way through to the cavity of the heart, it's not a trefa. Nishbra hashedra v'lo nifsak achuchalo. If the spine was broken but the spinal cord was not cut, it's not a trefa. Nitla akave v'nishtayre emena kezayis. If the liver was removed but the kezayis were still left, in such a case it's not a trefa, as a kezayis worth of the liver could regenerate itself. If the second or the third stomach got a hornet, but it did not get a hornet to the outside, it got a hornet where it's attached, it's not a trefa. If the spleen was removed, if the kidneys were removed, in both cases it's not a trefa. If the lower jaw was removed, but the trachea and esophagus is still attached, it's not a trefa. Nitla ha'emshala, if the uterus was removed, it's not a trefa. V'charusa b'dei shamayim, if the lung shriveled up by itself, not ayidei a person, it's not a trefa. For example, the animal had a fright, and because of that, the lung shriveled up, it could heal, so therefore it's not a trefa. Hagluda, Rabbi Meir machshir, v'chachamim poslin. If the skin of the behemoth got peeled off, Rabbi Meir is machshir, it's not a trefa, according to Rabbi Meir, while the chachamim poslin, according to the chachamim, this would render the animal a trick.